Fred Film Radio from Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Carolina Mancini from the 15th edition of the Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice International Film Festival. I welcome you to day 5,
September 7th,
of the Venice Production Bridge, which is the industry side of the Venice Film Festival. And I'm joined this morning by Venice Production Bridge director Pascal Dio. Welcome and good morning, Pascal.
Good morning, Carolina.
So today it's a very important special day because it's the beginning of something new. The first edition of the Venice Production Bridge Location Market, which will happen today, September 7th, and tomorrow, the 8th. So what can we expect today from this?
I hope a lot of things. The Venice Production Bridge is a market which is focusing on producers and production. And we have been talking about the gap financing, the book adaptation rights market, Final Cut in Venice, and so on and so on. And for me, something was missing. And it's really all the shooting phase. And so that's why I decided to create this year the VPB locations market, which is gathering film commission and soundstage studios or shooting facilities on one side, and on the other side, producers who are trying to get new ideas to shoot their films or to know a little bit more about the incentive that the film commission are proposing or the shooting studio, which are the condition how to shoot in their own studios and all those kind of things. It's something that we have started to announce in Berlin. And for the first edition, we have 14 film commissions and organization. And we are glad because it's really spread. We have 8 European film commission, including some from Spain, Germany, the Italian Film Commission, Swiss and Greece. But we have also the Tokyo Film Commission. We have another one from Armenia. We have the Uzbekistan and so on. So it's interesting because it's really different kind of countries and so on. And so, as we are usually welcoming between 1,400 to 1,500 producers, it gives them over 2 days on the 7th and today and tomorrow in the Sala Stucchi the opportunity to meet all those film commission and so on. And we are starting the day with a special panel, which will present some of them. It will be moderated by Wendy Mitchell, which is very known among our industry. And they will, it's how it will start, how they can already highlight some events and incentives that they can give to help producers to shoot in their own country.
Yes, and also speaking about film commission, you have another panel happening at 5:30, focusing on Rome and Lazio.
Indeed, yes.
So their location, their co-production opportunities, their funds, and co. And so what more is happening today?
Yesterday, we have also the industry consultancy. Bon. I have to say that unfortunately it is already overbooked. It's a consultancy which is provided by Catriel Chori, who is a veteran who has been managing several funds. He has been a producer and so on, and he is giving advices or helping young producers or junior producers who are working in bigger production houses to understand the job, to understand how to do and all those kind of things. And he's fully booked already. And this is a very interesting also thing that we are promoting, if I could say so. And we have also, of course, the Meet the Streamers, Because we are welcoming around 10 this year streaming platforms, going from HBO Max to WeShort and all those kind of things. So, and we are also organizing one-to-one meeting between those streaming platforms and producers, mostly, or publishers, because yesterday was the last day of the book adaptation rights market, and for the publisher who are still there and who didn't meet them yesterday, they have still the opportunity to meet them, because as you know, most of the streaming platforms are looking to acquire IPs.
Yes, so quite important connections between the sectors and the pillars of the Venice Production Bridge. And then you have the showcase, the talent showcase from Sam Spiegel International Film Lab, a pitching event.
Yes, which is something that we have been doing now for 2 years. Because unfortunately, because of what is going on in the Middle East and in Israel, they can't do it and operating it in Jerusalem anymore. So we have given them this opportunity to do it here, and so they have around more than 25 students, directors, and so on, who are going there for to pitch projects, and then after that, it's followed by one-to-one meetings.
You have a panel on creators meet cinema, so with the Digital Creators Union of Anika, happening at 2 at Spazio Incontri. And you have a panel on Biennale College Cinema at 4.
Our usual one, yes, indeed.
What's happening on the other venues? Maybe let's remind something on the Immersive Island and on the Matchpoint Arena.
Yes, on the Matchpoint Arena, we have a special panel which will be exploring the what we call the Osmo Pocket 4P, which is a new kind of camera, which is manufactured by DJI, a Chinese company. It's a bit like a GoPro. So it's really, it's for professional, of course. Otherwise, at the Venice Immersive Market, we will have, the title says everything. It's Beyond Technology, Immersive Experiences as a Global Cultural Market. So it's really how they will be able to go into this. And we will end the day at the Immersive Island with a Meet the Creator, which will be supported by the Netherlands Film Fund and CNL, because we have Netherlands is a country which is producing quite a lot of immersive works, and some of them have been selected for the immersive competition.
So thank you very much, Pascal. Good luck for this first day of the location market. We will be recording interviews with the Film Commission's protagonists of this first market. Thank you again.
Thank you, Carolina.
And you can, as always, check the Venice Production Bridge program on the website, veniceproductionbridge.org, and follow us on Fred to listen to the interviews to the protagonists of the market. This is Carolina Mancini from the 15th Venice Production Bridge of the 83rd Venice International Film Festival. And this is Fred, the festival insider.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.